Welcome to the Lagos Real Estate Insider Podcast, the number one podcast dedicated to helping you create wealth, investing in real estate, and live a world-class life while making a difference and impact in the lives of people. I am your host, Idris Ndagwa. On this podcast, I share insight to the real estate market, advice and strategies for investing in real estate, and some of the latest real estate investment opportunities. I also share some motivation and inspiration for taking your life to the next level. Thanks for tuning into this episode and let's dive in.
Hello, insiders. So today I want you to conceptualize the importance of understanding property documents, because the only property document most people know is certificate of occupancy. So the question is, can you buy land without certificate of occupancy? The answer is yes. You know, most times when people want to buy land, they get consumed by the fear of land title, whether their land may be acquired from them in the future by the government or by the indigenous of the area. So that's why I want to take time to break down some important land document title, like if you want to buy land without certificate of occupancy. So the answer is yes, you can buy land without certificate of occupancy. There are different property documents, which if you listen to the first episode of the podcast, I break down 10 important property documents. But in this episode, I want to talk about 6 most important property documents that you can buy land without certificate of occupancy. And the first one is survey plan. A survey plan simply means a demarcation of a parcel of land. For example, land is always big. So when you buy land, your portion needs to be demarcated for you. So a survey plan is simply a demarcation of a property. It shows where your land begins, where it ends, and all its boundaries. So if a property have a registered survey, you can buy it. Why? Because even if you want to perfect the property document, registered survey is the first property document requirement to certificate of occupancy. Before I go further, I would like to remind you, if you want to buy land with any of these property documents, make sure the land is inside an estate. Why? Because if you buy land from Omonile or the indigene of an area, it is likely he may decide to resell the same land to another person, which may cause problem. And you don't want to lose your land. You don't want to lose your investment. Remember, real estate investment is one of your biggest lifetime investments. So you don't want to waste all your lifetime savings or all your lifetime effort. You don't want to waste your money and the resources you work so hard for. That's why we treat our clients like a king, because we know what it takes to work for this money. So if you want to buy land without certificate of occupancy, I will advise you to buy inside an estate. And I'm going to make an episode about the pros and cons of each, whether to buy inside an estate or outside an estate. So survey plan, register survey is a very good title. Number two, deed of assignment, receipt, and contract of sale. A receipt is simply evidence of payment, just like normal receipts. When you buy something, for example, if you buy this, you'll be giving a receipt, evidence of payment that before you bought land, you make payments for it. And deed of assignment is simply land documents that shows you are the true owner of a property. And contract of sales is an agreement between the buyer and the seller, usually between the company selling the land to you and you, the buyer. So it's an agreement buying both the seller and the buyer. So register survey and deed of assignment are both good land title. Number three is gazette. A gazette is a record book where land properties are recorded, usually by the government official, the government of the state. And to break this down to the simplest level, what the government does is all the indigenous of a community or a particular area have ownership rights to a particular parcel of land. So the government take the land from them and tell them, we want to develop your town, so we want to take some parcel of it. After taking the parcel of land from the indigenous of the area, the remaining one is given back to them. Instead of the government giving them the certificate of occupancy, it either gives them gazette or accession, which is the next land property document we are going to talk about. So gazette is also a good land document title. Number four is accession. Accession is a property document showing that a particular parcel of land has been released by the government to the original indigenous of an area. After the government takes land from the indigenous of the community, the remaining land belonging to the indigenous of the area, the government give it back to them, and the property document is called accession, meaning it is free from any form of government acquisition. So if any land has accession, you can also buy it. And number five is freehold. A freehold land simply means a land free from any form of government acquisition or encumbrance. So if a property has a freehold title, it is free from any form of government acquisition or any form of adversity claim. That's the meaning of freehold. And the last most important property document is governor's consent. What governor's consent means is when you buy land with certificate of occupancy and you resell it to someone, the land has changed hands. So governor's consent lets the government know that the land has changed hands. It's a very important document title. Usually, governor's consent are applied to apartment and houses.
If you're enjoying today's episode, here are three ways you can work with me, support me, and this podcast. Number one, share this episode with a friend, family, co-worker, or a team who you think will find it valuable. If you share it with any of those people and they find it valuable, they will thank you later, being the source for sharing it with them, which strengthens your relationship and help you take your relationship to the next level. Number two, refer me to a friend who need a property or a guidance for their real estate investment. If you know anyone who need a property or want to make an inquiry, or you need a property and you want to make an inquiry, don't hesitate to contact me on 070-4408-6868. Again, 070-4408-6868. Or you can email me at realestatewithidris@gmail.com. Again, realestatewithidris@gmail.com. And finally, number three is to help me rate this podcast on your listening platform. Whether you are listening on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, or any of your favorite platform, help me rate this podcast. And when you rate it and leave a review, it helps other people just like you discover the podcast as a very valuable podcast. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you in the next episode.